The families of the 9/11 victims played a special role in advocating, in fact demanding, a special commission to investigate, and they enjoyed a special relationship with the commission and have at least reinforced the moral authority of this investigation. Beverly Eckert of Stamford, Connecticut, is a member of the Family Steering Committee for the 9/11 Independent Commission. Ms. Eckert's husband, Sean Rooney, worked and died in Tower 2 of the World Trade Center. Welcome to our program.
Thank you.
Has the 9/11 Commission done the job you hoped it would?
They have done something that was improbable, that they did agree on a number of reforms. They got consensus on the commission, and it looks like they've got the support of members of the Senate and Congress to enact them. So I don't want to ever describe myself right now as disappointed or disillusioned. I'm hopeful.
When you hear or read a litany of failures by the CIA, the FBI, NORAD, the FAA, the INS, the military, two administrations, multiple committees of the Congress, do you feel, well, that clarifies what went wrong before 9/11, or is there something that was wrong here that still surpasses understanding for you?
No, I think that those topics really, you know, cover the colossal and systemic failures. I thought it was interesting that the report did not have in its pages anywhere in its conclusions that 9/11 was preventable. Mm. People can come to their own conclusions. You can read this report, and honestly, just even the executive summary alone, you can see that, of course, it was preventable. There were many areas where this could have been stopped. But why make that a political football? Why have people arguing about whether it was or whether it wasn't? You know what? It happened. Mm-hmm. So we have to move on from there.
What has it been like these months of coming down from Connecticut to Washington so often, attending so many hearings?
It was hard. I mean, mm-hmm. we've had some really rough times, and we're not professionals. We're amateurs, and we had to learn the ropes, and we had to learn the rules, and then we broke them.
What, when you say the rough times, what were these rough times that you had?
Oh, you know, the frustration of not understanding, you know, how it worked. We would walk the halls. We would go from one office to another because somebody would say, oh, it's not me.
That's right.
In Congress, on the Hill. We found ourselves, you know, one day just wandering and we're saying, this is crazy. We've just gone from one office to another and everybody keeps saying, oh, it's not me, it's the next person. We walked into somebody's conference room. We just commandeered it. It was empty and we decided a new strategy. We're going to call a meeting. We're going to have them come to our meeting, and including people, you know, the representatives from the White House. We said, we want final draft so this can go and be voted on. And we got it. So sometimes it's advantageous if you don't know how the game is played.
Do you come away satisfied with the process? Do you walk away saying, you know, I mean, this country kind of works in its own peculiar way, or do you come away very frustrated saying, we shouldn't have had to go through all this
yes.
to get an investigation?
Yes, thank you. I mean, that's exactly it. It seemed incredible to us. I was shocked, disappointed, alarmed, and very disillusioned about finding the way that Washington worked. But it did work in this instance, and it was really hard. But I have to say, I did feel that, hey, I'm in a democracy, and I've got elected officials, and I can walk, I can go to Washington mm-hmm. and knock on doors and walk in doors and have my voice be heard. And I guess that's what it's all about. But it takes a lot of effort. And this atmosphere is poisonous. It really is. There is, it's dysfunctional for the most part. I think now is the time to show the American public, for Congress to show the American public that they can work for the greater good of the country.
Beverly Eckert, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Beverly Eckert, who is a member of the Family Steering Committee for the 9/11 Independent Commission.
You can read the Commission's report and hear portions of the 9/11 hearings at our website, npr.org.